December 21st, 2013, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show, day after my 56 B-Day.
Are you feeling it?
Yeah, a little bit. We're late, people. We were supposed to start the show 47 minutes ago, and I accidentally got all bourboned up on some Basil Hayden that somebody brought me. Of course, at my pad, not at the gig. And the gig was interesting. It was both my second and... Oh, yeah. Cool. Brother Matt.
Yeah.
How long?
It's been a long
we
while.
We haven't done a show while. Together.
Many months.
Right, we'll get to that. But anyway, I had a gig last night with both my second men and missing men playing at the same time. Two drummers on the stage, the DPIs, it was wild.
Bitchin'.
Yeah, it was trip. I thought it was... We had a prac, and it sounded okay at the prac. So I thought, whoa, let's... And they were beautiful. Raul.
Cool.
Tom Watson, Pete, Jer, they did so good.
Awesome.
And it was bleed over things, tunes I did with each band. But then I had the organ-based drum trio, Second Man, I put together for a second opera. I had them learn a bunch of Double Nickels on the Dime songs, six of them.
Cool.
Which, you know, Pizzo, there's no organ to him, so he had to just construct them. But he did great. And... so easy for the drums to all flam up. You know, I tried this before with Kua Flying Saucer. And I know Jer, we did a Sister Ray for Brother Lou, and I know he fucking didn't end with us. But that was the only big clam. I blew a couple little clams, especially at the first. My mom gave me a flannel for my birthday. But, man, this thing was like a dress, man. It was huge, and it had a lining.
Get the moo-moo?
Yeah, it was a moo-moo. A flannel moo-moo with a lining.
Oh.
So it got hot, okay? But I wanted to wear it for her. And oh, yeah, we started the show with John Coltrane by suggestion of our via Skype guest, Brother Matt.
Yeah.
Bob Lee.
Wounded man.
Wounded man, man right. Down. The reason he's not here... is because, what was that gig, Bob Lee?
It was at the Redwood on October 18th. You played with Second
Man. I remember, and I saw you out front.
Benefit.
That's what it was.
Crawl Space played, Trotsky Ice Pick, and...
but you didn't play.
Yeah, I did. I played
with Crawl Space. Joe Dean?
Yeah.
Eddie Flowers, of course.
Yeah.
And Eddie Flowers still living at Jack Brewer's? I should say when we started the show, via your suggestion, we did Greensleeves, renamed What Child Is This? Live at the Village Vanguard, 1961, John Coltrane, and then sketch number 001-2013-1209-01. So, that's probably the first sketch of December 9th. I saw you in front of the pad, and then I guess you fell off the curb?
Yeah, I was standing on the kind of by the curb, leaning on my car, talking to those guys after we finished playing, and I think I went low blood sugar and just kind of passed out for about 20 seconds, and as I fell over, I broke my
it's
hand.
It's not funny, I shouldn't be laughing. Do you remember that time we were at Jimbo's? We were on tour in New York City.
Oh,
you
yeah.
kind of conked out at his pad that way. But luckily, it was a big, soft mattress.
Mm-hmm.
This was the hard-ass street, though. And your ankle, right?
Yeah, broke my left fibula.
Fibula. Yeah. So that ain't that ankle. That's actually the calf bone, right?
It's the bone right above where the ankle attaches to the
down low.
Foot.
Yeah.
Right above the tendon that attached it. So it was... It was kind of nasty. I had to have surgery a couple weeks ago. But
shit. Are you hurting?
I'm getting up and around. I just started walking without crutches this last week with a little boot on. And,
no, but what about the pain thing?
I'm hobbling. It's not too bad anymore. It was bad right away. But
you got pins?
I'm kind of getting there.
You got pins?
I remember when I walked past you at that gig, you were like, Bob Lee, get, tell these people to get off stage. I got to get on with it. And I'm just like, now I got problems of my own.
Oh, so it had already happened.
It had just happened as I walked past you. I was
I was oblivious, wrapped up in my own world as usual, like a dumb fuck. I'm so sorry, Bob Lee.
I was doing an interview, and it seemed like it wasn't going well or something. Like,
I don't know. I just always want to get on.
Yeah.
Stage in there.
You're kind of agita.
Especially with benefits, it seems some motherfuckers like to stall. Was that the one with the nymphs?
Yep.
Yeah, they set their equipment up and then leave. In fact, Hank Rollins was at that gig and I guess gave the singer a talking to because when they we're getting ready to play, you know, seconds trying to load up and get up there, and she comes up with this big old apology. But I think it was his hate, like shame and shit. Oh, man, what a night. Okay, October 18th, 2013, Living Infamy for you, Bob Lee. You gave us a bunch of Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Okay. This first one we're going to play now is The Wise Stooges. Tell us about that.
So when Backbiter was making our Time Again album a couple of years ago, I had gotten into the idea of making these Christmas CDs for a couple of years where I would compile all my favorite Christmas songs just because I like them, and it would be nice to have some, you know, kind of different stuff to listen to at the end of the year. And we happened to be in the studio in, I think, November of 2004, and I had just written Christmas-themed lyrics to Loose and Search and Destroy, and just
those are Stooges songs, people.
Yeah. And as we had a few extra minutes, we had finished up our session. We recorded like 2 hours worth of music, like 2-3 albums worth of stuff in a day and a half, and finished quickly enough that I was able to say, "Hey guys, can we run down Loose and Search and Destroy real quick? And I'll do my lyrics over them, and we'll get a rough mix." And I walked out of there after about half an hour with those two songs.
2004.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear now, Bobby.
All right.
Ah.
Somebody stole my Santa Claus suit. Somebody ripped off my beard, hat, and boots. Some little fatso is all dressed in red. He even had the gall to swipe the pillow off my bed. Now what my kids going to think? If Santa's a no-show, well, boy, they'll raise a stink. But deck the halls and what the hell? I still got my jingle bell. So, sucker, you can keep the suit. Because, frankly, I don't give a hoot.
Set me back a bundle of loo. The beard alone was $4.98. The box it came in was an antique orange crate. Somebody took the whole shebang. If I find that roly-poly mama, he's going to hang. But gee, I guess that's no way to be. He might do some good with it, and all thanks to me. So, sucker, you can keep the soup. Cause frankly, I don't give a hoot.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Santa loves that stuff. Yep.
There's jumping with glee.
A Watt for Pedro show. We just, heard Bob Lee and the Backbiter guys as Wise Stooges.
The Three Wise Stooges.
Oh, this one just says Wise Stooges. Okay.
Oh, sorry about that. It's a play on the Three Wise Men.
That's what I thought it was.
As well as the
you got a pen, Brother Matt, so I can correct this fucking...
Here you go.
Playlist paper. Okay, Three Wise Stooges.
Yeah.
With Kloss. And after that, we heard Someone Stole My Santa Suit by Dan Hicks. Is that Dan Hicks in the Hot Licks?
Yeah, I think it's a different name. It's like the Dan Licks Holiday String Band or something like
okay.
that. Yeah, it's the Hot Licks guy, yeah.
Feliz Navidad by Elvez. Of course, Roberto from the Zeros.
Yeah.
Beautiful man. Home on Christmas Day, Buck Owens. D-Boo's Pop way into Buck Owens. And Why Can't Every Day Be Like Christmas by Phil Hendricks and the Stiffs, old England punk band.
Yeah.
You're healing along. That was October, so we're in December. So it's been 2 months.
Yep.
And you got a boot.
I got a boot. You know, you guys were talking about Sean Anah before you went on the air, and it's a funny coincidence.
Well, that's because Brother Matt, we didn't have the sound on, so we couldn't hear you. But Brother Matt said I was getting into a Bowser thing.
Yeah. Well, my orthopedist, one of the guys, not my surgeon, but one of the guys at my orthopedist center used to be in Sean Anah.
Wow.
And was on the TV show and in the movie Grease and the whole thing. And it's fun going to his office because instead of the usual, you know, Time magazine on the thing, he's got all these, you know, rock photograph books of that have him in it.
Well, they were in the Woodstock movie. I remember seeing the Woodstock movie, the one that Creedence made the brilliant decision not to be in.
Yeah.
But I remember them coming on. It was in Long Beach, in one of them theater on Ocean Boulevard.
Yeah.
Yeah, like rock and roll nights. They also had porn and shit.
That's right.
It's the first time Tony Platton, his brother Mark and me, when we turned 18, went there. I think it was Devil Miss Jones and Deep Throat. But we saw hardly any of Deep Throat because they threw us out for laughing. We kept laughing and laughing.
It wasn't appropriate.
Well, I remember getting out and walking up in the shoes sticking to the deck. I had Converse, you know. But they were dead. I remember them. Like pulling. But anyway, this Woodstock movie. And the Sean Anah comes out and everybody starts booing, like, and some dude goes, "This is my dad's music." This is how uptight and
really good set in that.
No, but 70s people were really about themselves. We didn't listen to anybody from the old days. And old days meant like just 5 years before. Yeah. It's so much different now how young people are open minded.
Punk is older than oldies were.
Yeah, big time. You think about that, right? 50s was only like 10 or 15 years. And it was like totally another era and didn't exist. And I guess older rock and roll people, because me and Brother Matt were discussing, Chuck Berry actually had his biggest hit. You know, Roll Over Beethoven and Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. His biggest single is My Ding-a-ling. You know that, Bob Lee?
Oh, yeah. That's right. The point where the generation gap gets real narrow.
Ding extenders are real. Yeah.
People, you know, I'm listening to my parents' music in the middle 70s, and, you know, I find my own stuff. My mom wasn't into Suicidal Tendencies and Black Flag, but, you know, I have a lot of the stuff that I came to love I found in their record collections from 5-10 years ago, and I don't think that was happening when kids were 16 in the 60s.
Yeah. Maybe 60s kids were like that too. I can't speak for them because I was just a boy. But I just know 70s people were just about the 70s. They didn't want to know about older stuff. Hardly, you know, the first people I met that was into older stuff was punk rockers. Because punk rockers were incredible record collectors.
Maybe the 50s rock.
Well, a lot of them.
Like
well, all kinds of shit. No, I remember, and not just Hollywood guys like Dirk Vandenberg, right? He moved down from the hill. He played me these jazz records and classical, Ema Sumac, you know, stiff. I never heard of. A lot of the 70s punk rockers were way into open-mindedness about music. This is before hardcore. But, man, it really opened my mind. Look, we're going to play some music here that ain't Christmas. I think there's only two blocks of them in Brother Matt's spin cycle, unless he's got some fucking Xmas shit on the roll. So let's get to that, Bobby.
All right.
All it comes down to liquidated memories, Objects caught over like lingerie in a bargain basement frenzy. The detritus of your fucked up misfit youth given to the highest bidder. What happens to you when you sold out your identity in an online auction? You can't barter for your redemption, bargain your way into heaven. In the end, is this all it comes down to? Can you really put a price tag on it? And what exactly is that worth? Who decides? Who quantifies that? Are you just the sum total of all the crap you've accumulated in your life? Or does something greater give it meaning, its purpose? I wonder if the man who sold his life on eBay realizes this, as pieces of his soul were snapped up for strangers to impart another history, a secular story, and in the end, does it even matter?
Thank you. I feel the old surge sussing like wax, blowing skies full with the abstractly poetic. Charnel undies from the insect gods lay limply watch-like, smelly sods. Burnt from TV sun through gauzy refrain, paling and quivers from falling farm jet planes, gushing white within a tree's pith, all candor, like bad breath, will not be missed. I expect to sprect in rows of ideas, fabulous flexing of flows of my mind's ripeness, and leap like bobbling boats on a stream, bongos plying pongos pon currents of unrivaled cream, all splashing in crashes, ziff cashing in on canvas. What have you not is before you coming, unknown as God and yet as wished for, preciousness of cardioids dangling with Sharpie sealing descriptors, etchy, careful yet carefree stalactite scribblings tell oblique tales of caves or sewers devouring unsuspecting stick figures and superheroes alike as they wallow in selfless endeavors against the underworld. Try coming into obeisance from nowhere all at once, assembling their matters from varied scattered months, saluting the solution amidst rampant smut and pollution, where years of collusion lead only to mass confusion. Tentative tenants pitch patent tents tenderly, amidst mangy mats of misty misfiring miscreants, all oblivious about obnoxious olfactory outpourings, bearing blotches of botulism as born from bung. Their twitches tell tales of toxic toddlership, having tasted tiny tinny tidbits taken from tailings when bellies bulged blisteringly by being bereft after ages of anxious and, again, obnoxious failing. Mandibular projections of vibrating notes coalesce and float, with pride upon rising puffs of spirit and breath, and recall with glee those of us who rose vainly through the pale ether before you, whether you scoop offal or become a monkey pictifier to the stars, singing. I smoosh their cloister bags into tetrahedronic stacks, most suitable for agile tropisms and under intact. Oh, were it not for the lefty night tripings of the drip, pyramids of thought would thresh me dead, go flat. So I go flat. So I go flat. So I go flat. Slide down your goatish face, butter. Sung Sir X-11. All the rotten Mondays pile on you like a wet terroristic attic. A sock made from polydimensional disease drapes like cheese over any optimism. Pestilent and bursty acne fields pop up like geometry in their wake, skeletal, a sateen blue teat covering stained by sardines and meth drool, careened druggishly toward us across the hot pavement, then sightlessly fell lapward at me. I dodged as if syphilitic wind was to touch me. The Minuteman smoking beside me likewise eluded the scabrous tentacle. We leapt forward, our salvation in front of us, away from the uncertain foulness and dread lying behind us. It was reaching with gnawing hunger for this half-smoked lung candy, cravenly uttering wordless and needy pleas of the undead. Yellow and sallow, eyes unable even to tear or recognize the day.
Let's go. bring me word from my love. I will love my love. I'm not in care.
Pedro show. There's some music not from Bob Lee's Christmas collection. Actually, we got him via Skype here. He's you're in Glendale, right?
Burbank.
Sorry, next door. He has a broken foot. It's hard for him to get around. He ain't driving, so do the next best thing and bring him over to Brother Matt's, Mac Purse here. We heard brand new song from Disciplina Kichma. That's Koya, incredible bass man. Samo Disciplina. This guy cannot stop making music. He's beautiful. Then we heard Mr. David Gerard. He took a Spielgusher instrumental and decided to write his own lyrics. And what do you call this? Mash?
Yeah.
Kind of mash, but he put his voice over the music. The man who sold his life on eBay. Then we heard something brand new by the Dirty Beaches, live in Paris, maybe a week ago. In fact, so new it doesn't have a title. It's untitled, new song. The German government won't give him the artist visa, so he has to move again. Maybe he's going to Canada, but I think he's in Italy now. Dirty Beaches. Alex, beautiful man. I got to see him in... yeah, Brother Matt, since...
You were just back from there, yeah?
I was 9 days in a Bologna, Italy farmhouse. And the bar next to it, because that's where the studio is. Uh-huh. I never left. I was there the entire time. The guys cooked for me. I think twice we had pizza that was delivered. Much different than our pizza, by the way. But all the rest was, they say, fatta a mano, huh? Handmade. Ciao. Uh-huh. And we, El Sonio de Marinaio, Andrea Belfi, Stefano Palia, we recorded second El Sonio de Marinaio album.
So they got the farmhouse all pushed out, real cool.
A little cold though. Every night was 30, 32 degrees. Uh-huh. In the daytime, no rain, all sun, but in the 40s.
Uh-huh. So how's the pizza different? No melted cheese, no tomato sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big pile of steak.
It's really thin, and there's hardly anything on it. It's a different experience, really.
There's a couple places out here I've had pizza that's similar to that.
So that, yeah, really simple.
Few and far between.
But they're huge in taste. When you make it that simple, we use so much stuff. Yeah, let me get to the song, because we're almost in the end of the first hour. Chris Skroger after that with Smoosh Their Cloister Bags. Poll. Thank you, Chris, from Austin, Texas. Pinata Protest with Kate Pato and Nightingale, the Copper Gamings, both those from both Jeff Smith's Sostex label. Great cat. And then from the new Sigodi album, More Than None. Respect. Three-fourths Italian there, not bad. Backwards song number two by Allegheny Whitefish, Mr. Tom Tobacco. And finally, The Dealer by Detective Instinct, which is where I read the Karashoma words over Ollie's, this man from England, music. So kind of collaboration. We're at the end of the first hour, December 21st, day after my fucking 56th birthday, 2013, Bishop Wap Pedro Show, Bob Levy, Skype, hold tight for hour two.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about it. December 21st, 2013. It's the second hour. What from Pedro Show.
she spells out.
Thank you. Toronto when it's Christmas time. Thank you.
Thank you. Son's in a wheelchair. Santa, can you sing Feliz Navidad?
Please ring your bell.
This is the Steve and the sky is gray. Santa's in the wood with the radio sleigh. Santa's in the chimney, slippers of snow. Head first, down he goes. He lands on my fireplace, spin the air. Wakes up to his first nightmare. Can't you stand up, but there's no prize. Can't get up, cause it's paralyzed. Santa's in a wheelchair. Santa's in a wheelchair. Was a kid for winning high. Hero and star lying there. And knew that he was the near chair. Time to get a move, there was missing time. Sit yourself, don't take mine. Sign up on the wheelchair. Sign up on the wheelchair. Rolling from the night air. Sign up on the wheelchair.
Thank you. la la la. Close your mouth except to say, la la la. Might get something happening. La la la. This season has a secret joy to tell my missing. We could all find it if we just want to. Put your big bang for the back in the drawer. It's magic self and not a thing to buy. Sit down and sing a happy song and whistle on your tooth. And be still enough to hear the reindeer on. Put your big bang foot back in the drawer. Bring your mind and body back from the store. Get to know the people in your house. You might like them. Close your mouth, accept the same. La, 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 la. We might get something happening. La, 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 la. This season has a secret joy that's all I'm missing. We could all find it if we just want to listen. Put your big bang foot back in the drawer. Bring your mind, your body back on the floor. Get to know the people in your house.
Watt for Pedro Show. Now, this first, we start off this second hour, yeah, with the first song, Don't Fuck Watt. This is, it's called Coconut Frosty by Barry Duryea and Petra Hayden. Barry, I was just explaining to Bob Lee, Brother Matt here, helper man for Feely's and then Patti Smith. Now he's with the tall
Conan.
Yeah, Conan man. And he had me come over. Do you know about this song called The Lime and the Coconut?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar Beets or something.
I thought it was Harry Nilsson.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Nilsson Schmilsson.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think it was the name of the album. It's one fucking chord. Okay, Bob Lee? This is a couple of years before Ramones. It's got one fucking chord. It's C7. Howie Cano. And, it, you know, it was a big hit.
Yeah.
I don't. Do you remember it, Bob Lee? You
oh, of course. I love that album. I was just listening to it.
Well, anyway, they had me come in.
Off that same album, very different sounding thing. I think that's one chord. Too. There's no chord change in the whole thing.
I Can't Live. I Can't Live, I think, was his biggest hit. And he wrote that with the bass player of Badfinger. But, and he also had a big hit with the theme from Midnight Cowboy. Everybody's talking at me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't hear a word they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Only the windmills of my mind or some shit like that, right? Wow, 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 wow. I think he has like a wow solo with his mouth. Mouth
right
solo.
Right before you called, I was watching somebody edited the scene from Goodfellas where Henry Hill's on coke into a music video for Jump Into the Fire, and that's pretty cool.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Barry had me come in to where they do that talk show up in Burbank, maybe close to where you are, Bob Lee.
Yeah.
Studio City, whatever. Kay is too. And had me do that part in the middle note, you know. With the low voice, you know, let me tell you what's up. You know, you take the lime and the coconut. You know. And then it, yeah, it blended into Frosty the Stone. Actually, it's a huge tour de force from Petra Hayden overdubbing her voice on herself. And yeah, trippy thing. So that's a Christmas song I didn't get from you, but I did get the rest of these from you. Rocket Ship Santa by the Bell Rays. Nothing for Me by the Muffs. I heard the Muff Lady just got scissored from Pixies. First, yep. Stage diving. Christmas Time Is Here Again by Pat and James. Those are the guys in Now, which did the next song, Morning Christmas. Santa's in a Wheelchair by Kids of Whitney High. I remember that. Wasn't that a proj? It's Challenge Kids, right? They put together a band.
Yeah, I think it still goes on, but they did gigs with Geraldine Fibbers and
that's it.
We
right.
did a gig with them once.
I think I did an interview for a movie or something.
And their music director is a band guy who's started writing songs for them and putting it together. It was a neat thing to see. I don't know if they still do it.
Signalman with Holiday Wine, Sakatumi Lazy Cowgirls. You have a Lazy Cowgirl connection, Bob Lee.
Yeah, my first roommate when I moved to L.A. was Alan Clark.
And they are, they're actually not SoCal people. They're Indiana people, right?
Yep. Straight out of Bloomington.
Yeah, Bloomington, college town.
Mellencamp country. Boy, did they hate him.
You know who I met at, in that town was, who's the Marcellus that is happening?
With the MX-80 guys? Or?
No. The trumpet man, the brother. Not Winton. Bradford? Bradford?
Yeah,
Marcellus?
Bradford, yeah.
Yeah, I met him. He's very cool, Pete. And finally, Close Your Mouth, It's Christmas by Free Design. Who is Free Design, Bobby?
So Free Design is out of the early 70s. I think they're New York-based vocal group, kind of like, reminds me of early 70s Beach Boys type stuff, very elaborate arrangements and tripping harmonies. And I found that on a comp that Peanut Butter Wolf put together a couple years ago called Bad Santa. And there's something really charming about it. I really like that song.
Okay. Now, it's time, in fact, my honor and privilege to bring forth, after many, many weeks, Brother Matt in his spin cycle.
Very cool. Gonna be Breaking Bad, no Yuletide tunes on this one, so.
say my name. You're goddamn right.
found a body, soul so spread. We dealt the conquerors from the dark place. With this song, talk for it and I don't say.
Brother Matt, thank you so much.
Cool. First one in a long while.
Yeah. Now, what was the motivation?
Variation on the Christmas Yuletide spirit. Okay. I have that Breaking Bad theme song, so I figured I'd start there.
Yeah, people got educated to, I guess now it's in the past, right?
Yeah,
you say they ended it, but I can't believe they made a show where the hero is a methamphetamine cook. So maybe Pedro's ahead, you know, that's like 20 years ago for this town. Maybe we're ahead of the curve. There were some notable heroes here that have since fallen by the way. So Bob Lee was a company on his keyboard. We heard him clicking away there. Bob Lee. Thank you so much. We're at the end of the second hour, December 21st, 2013 edition of Wat for Pedro Show. More Xmas songs via Bob Lee. Here with Brother Matt. We're tied for hour three. December 21st, 2013. It's the third hour of the Wat for Pedro Show.
I'm gonna appreciate that a lot. Come on, Santa. Christmas time. It's Christmas time. Christmas time, yeah. Oh, good job. Oh, my. I think it's Christmas time. I want everybody to have a nice time. Come on, baby.
Once again. hear the church bells ring, watch the tinkling white snow, hear the people talk and sing, Christmas here once again. Christmas so nice, girls and boys are full of cheer. All it is Christmas time, Christmas Eve once again. Well, it's Christmas time once again. Everyone's heart is full of cheer. Christmas brings a whole lot of joy. Christmas here once again.
Mary and to her right horn, may God send our master a good crop of corn. A good crop of corn, that may we all see, with a wild sailing bowl we'll drink of thee.
For Pedro Show started the third hour with stuff from Bob Lee, our virtual guest via Skype, the man with a broken foot who is recovered. Bob Lee, which is it, port or starboard?
It's port.
Okay.
Port fibula.
So that's the weak one.
Or hi-hat foot.
Yeah, hi-hat. Because you're right-handed, right?
Yeah.
So
we'll get that into shape sooner or later. The doctor says I'm going to be jogging before this is over, and I never jogged before, so that's all I need.
Oh, yeah. Wow. The enabler. You've got a new, just like that guy in the TV show, you got a new career.
You know, it's weird. I've quit smoking since I was on the couch all day long for 2 months. And
yeah, I've been smoking since.
It's going to get me jogging. It could be breaking my leg was the best thing I ever did for my health.
Breaking. That's the name of that thing. What was it, Brother Matt?
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, okay. Yeah, some parallels, Bobby. Anyway, who are soul saints? We started off with the third hour with Santa's Got a Bag of Soul.
But so that's another thing off the Bad Santa collection that DJ Peanut Butter Wolf did a couple years ago.
That's, oh, okay.
One of my favorite modern of the Christmas compilations that I found in the last few years. Some good funky stuff.
And after that was Christmas Time's a Comin' by Ben Keith and Friends. Explain.
That's off an album called Seven Bells, I think, that was Neil Young is on it, and Johnny Cash is on it, and it's a lot of the Nashville session guys that Neil Young uses on his country-ish albums, but I think that's Rufus Thibodeau and Rusty Kershaw doing that one.
And then Deck the Halls after that with Mike, Julia, and Allison.
Metal Mike.
Oh.
From the Samoans.
Well, yeah, but it said, the file name said Met Mike. Of course I know Metal Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, Metal Mike.
I'm still on painkillers, so I might have to watch the labels a little bit.
Yeah, well, maybe the AL is better than just the plain old H.
Maybe he's Meta Mike.
That means inside, right?
Self-referential.
Yeah. Self-referenced. Jingle Jangle by the Penguins and Wassail by Jingle Punks.
Yeah, Jingle Punks is something I found on the internet, and I'm not sure why, but that one really appeals to me. Maybe it's my...
Well, who's fucking Penguins? Spirit.
Who's who?
Penguins.
Oh, the Penguins. They did Earth Angel. That's from the 50s.
Oh, shit. That's the band?
Yeah, the doo-wop.
Right. Bowser's other band.
Harmonies and stuff. That's one of my favorite ones. That's really a trippy song and a very different feel from most of the other stuff.
Yeah, now I got a block of music coming up. It's the other block that ain't Xmas. And, in fact, this first tune is from Korea. I think Mr. Rodman is making up...
Hanging with the...
With the boss who just had his uncle killed, right? I think a month before he had an old girlfriend killed. Yeah.
Tough company to hang with.
Yeah.
Well, Rodman says he's awesome.
One time I chatted with Dennis Rodman. He was really kind. He was really quiet.
I think he's a
He would just whisper
guy.
In my ear. It was at a Benihana in Seattle, and he would whisper in my ear, bass, bass. And then we went to his apartment, or where he was staying, and he had... It was playoffs, so we had tapes of the playoffs, so we watched him play.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We'll be right back.
introverted, feisty intermission door.
The beloved component of Seth Neutral Makeover. The piece of steam arises, a small redness trigger panic.
I shun motions, a brute distance, exhaust it down. Actually, Candace, she was distressed. Regretted her aggression. Service shame. Fantastic. Easily assuming. She followed into upgrade. Authentic in our feedback, it's the new analog. Natural. Floodlight. And responsible. Cringo thanks for his mercy. Mercy for the lustful. Mercy to the lustful. Mercy to the lustful. I'm resisting, exhausted, down.
Why do you think I said most people?
What?
Why do you think you're still alive on top of the underground? This is how you claim to know why. Because you think you think stuff. 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 You think you think you think. Always stop. You'll always think under the stuff that everyone knows for not coming good.
Started off with Shame on Town, the Korea band, Baksoon Dance. After that, I think this band's half Korean, Gigi Band, Matt Jones, one of the cats from Massachusetts, I think. But Pusan, I think the other band's Seoul, this one's Pusan. Pretty Faces Are Empty Spaces. And then Teco Sasso with The Scaffold. Teco Sasso, new band from Nels Klein bassist Devin Hoff. I think he's living in New York City again. Uh-huh. Or did he ever live there before? I don't know. But that he's playing with Nels again.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, you know Devin, right?
Yeah, incredible. He and I were playing together a little bit last year.
Because he was living here.
Trying to get something started, and we never got it together for long enough where both of us were around.
He was living here in SoCal.
Oh.
Yeah, he's an incredible cat, man. One time his ma and his pop came to Pedro just to meet me.
Wow.
And Sacred Ground, sat there at a table and rapped with him for 3 or 4 hours. His daddy's blues guitar, man.
Wow, cool.
Then Scarcity of Tank, that's Wasco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Exhausted Down, Wasco out of
Cleveland.
Right, and Bob Lee, you know, is, collaborator, Weasel Walter?
I don't know Weasel Walter. I don't know his name. I don't know him.
You know of him, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wesker was telling me he's going to record with fucking Mark Stewart of the pop group.
Wow.
And I saw him. In fact, we played together at the last All Tomorrow parties ever. But I got there and was so tired and accidentally drank a bottle of Jim Beam. And I conked in the chair. He said the Fratelli with the Andrea and Stefano was with me. They had to get the drool bucket. Tell old Mike. Stu Gatz. Frightwig is back together. Do you remember them, Bob Lee?
Yeah. The very first Gitz show after they kicked me out of the band was opening for Frightwig.
Oh, wow. That's something to remember.
And I don't think I watched them because I went and watched the Gitz and got really bummed out and went back to my room.
I can imagine. But they're back together, and I think Eric Drew Feldman produced a new album. That's a big bang. Then Tunnel Rat after that with Enough Supposing. And finally, The Extract was So Long. We got more Christmas songs coming up, Bob Lee. The Last Batch.
My favorite thing.
Fleet Foxes.
Yeah, you've run across the Fleet Foxes in your festival days the last couple of years. They're modern weirdo bands, sound kind of like Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
All right, let's listen.
Thank you.
by Bob Lee. Your last batch of Xmas tunes for us on our special batch of Xmas tunes from Bob Lee edition of the Watt Pedro Show. Brother Matt here. Fleet Foxes, which you call a beard band. No, beardos.
Yeah, they got, you know, we don't judge, but they have facial hair.
Well, I've been known to have a beard in the old days. Was I a beardo? Or just a lazy motherfucker? It was not a shame.
In your case, it wasn't a scene. All three of us had beards.
That's right. Kind of thing. That's right.
I think the Eels guy makes his whole band have beards now. So they're a beardo band for sure.
Wow. Literally. Like a dress code for face.
Yeah.
Face code. Okay. Anyway, they'd Fleet Foxes did White Winter Hymnal. And then we had Enough's Enough by Happy Holiday, with a tune called Happy Holiday. Wasn't that a Sunset Strip hair band?
Well, they kind of like that, but they were actually from Chicago, and they remind me more of Cheap Trick than the usual, you know, Poison Rat kind of thing. And that, I really like that song. That's a pretty one.
But I remember their name for some reason from that scene.
Oh, they were totally out of that scene, and I think they came up right as it was going out, right as Jane's Addiction and Nirvana were coming in, so they didn't get to be that popular. They had one or two MTV hits, but all the stuff I've heard of theirs, I really like. I think they're like...
Is it better than Warrant?
Yeah, that just happened to wear their hair a little too hairy.
Are they better than Warrant?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay. Red Cross after that, they tried to get in on that, but I don't think they were let in. Super Sunny Xmas, or is it Christmas? Bob Lee is gone. Let's try. Yeah, look, good connection lost. Yeah, so we'll have to carry on without him for a little bit. He'll come back because I see your little fucking dealio.
Yeah, that thing needs a little love. It's on the blinking yellow.
When it's yellow, it's not connected. It's only green.
So that's why I make it green.
Yeah, because it means it's losing connection with the internet.
Yeah, it's always got a weak yellow.
Okay. It's solid. Yeah. So we got to people. We lost Bob Lee. So I'll just read you the songs. I think it's Super Sunny Christmas by Red Cross, who grew their hair long, but were not allowed in that scene. I don't think that. Enough's Enough, it was. I Like Christmas by Bruce Hack. And finally, The Wise Stooges with Comfort and Joy. That's Bob Lee, again, doing a trippy thing. What do you call that? A variation on the...
Hello.
Hey, Bob Lee, we lost you.
Yeah,
Brother Matt's got a flaky thing with his...
Airport.
Airport Extreme.
Airport's fogged in.
Yeah. Who's this Bruce Hack?
Oh, Bruce Hack is one of the early electronic composers. I think that's from the early 80s, doing things with electronically generated voices.
You know about this huge-ass synthesizer? It was called Tonto's Electric Headband?
Yeah.
No, it was called Tonto, the actual synthesizer. It was used for three or four of the Stevie Wonder albums. And there was two guys...
Margalef and,
because they've come out and talked about this now. They were huge collaborators. They're a big part of the sound. They never really got credit. Stevie had some side mice that fucking weaseled them out.
There was a classic albums episode about either Talking Book or Inner Visions where those guys were interviewed extensively, and they...
There's some stuff up on YouTube, too. You can. There's interviews on YouTube you can see of them.
Yeah.
Tonto Electric Headband. They also made an album called that, but the synthesizer itself was called Tonto. It was like the size of his room, brother. Wow. Man. It was huge. And they got the basic sounds that Stevie put the drums and everything else to. Stuff like Superstition. Mm. And incredible shit. Superstition, I heard the multi-track. Somebody had it, a friend of Larry's. Bob Lee... What do you like about Xmas?
At this point, it's forced goodwill is good enough for me. I mean, I think I have a kind of pagan upbringing coming out of, not necessarily upbringing, but I have pagan in the blood coming from Latvian origins, and there's something about the idea of let's all of us get together and sing songs and eat well and drink and dance around that is very appealing to me, and that kind of spirit comes through, I think, in all these songs that I picked out, whether regardless of what kind of music it is. You can express that through Zydeco music or punk rock or you know, Pretty Carpenter's songs or anything that you like, and it's I don't know, it's you know, it's heartwarming, it's pleasant, it's nice, and I still really enjoy it.
Okay, good enough for me, Brother Matt.
I like the vacation from school.
Brother Matt's moving, what, 100 feet?
Yeah, yeah, I move 100 feet.
But maybe a better building, right?
Even World War I era and getting in the 21st century.
What so about that?
An upgrade.
Yeah, Merry Xmas, Brother Matt. Yes. Everybody out there, it's been the December 21st, 2013 edition of Watt for Pedro Show. Thank you for being our guest.
Bob Lee.
A virtual guest, Bob Lee. Brother Matt, so glad to be able to do a show once again with you. Next week?
Good, I'm on vacation.
Everybody out there, Merry Xmas, and keep your powder dry.
Yeah.